Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
It's Aurelia Lyles, host of the Coco Express Show Network, and we are back live with you on Wednesday, November 13, 2019. I have to tell you, there's always something going on. I mean, with any of us, there's always something going on. If we're alive, something's going on. And I have to tell you that I've had a few days where I could just rest and relax and not really get up to do some of the things that I used to do on a regular basis because I'm on what they would call a sabbatical. And what does that really mean? And I have to tell you, the meaning of it was foreign to me when I was younger because most of the people that went on sabbatical were educators. And once I started working in a law firm, it was mainly partners and attorneys. And now I'm beginning to understand the need for these kinds of things. And I believe that we all need to take some time away from whatever it is that we do on a day-to-day basis and chill out and relax because our bodies start to talk to us. And what they say to us is not something that's very pleasant. Our bodies tell us when they're tired, they don't want to do something anymore, and when we pushed ourselves too hard, we don't listen because we feel we have all these things that we have to do because we have to take care of all these people. And it's difficult when you are forced to have to do things, and that's what usually happens. Most of the time when you come to a situation where you are forced to have to take time away or you get sick or something, that's because you wasn't listening to your body the whole time. And it was telling you all along. It was telling you what not to do and to sit back and relax and rest. But you didn't want to listen. So if you don't stop, your body will stop you. So with that all being said, what I've come to understand and what I've come to realize is the importance of being still. This is new for me. Because being still in my mind meant that I wasn't doing the right things, that I was being lazy, that I wasn't working. But there's a difference between being lazy and not working and being still. You can be still and still be in constant motion. You can be still and still be working. So what is that moment of stillness? What exactly does that moment of stillness mean? What does it mean to be still? That means just to sit and listen to the things around you. Listen to the people around you talking. Listen to the air that's flowing. Listen to the birds that are singing. You know, the dog bark, which I've had a lot of that lately because I have been dog sitting. The world is an amazing place, and we oftentimes don't even acknowledge how amazing it is because we're so busy rushing and hurrying to and fro to get from one point to another. It's a joke that I tell myself sometimes when I'm driving in the car. It's really funny. I'm going to cough for a second, so give me a minute. It's really funny. I have to get some water. You see people sometimes, they go fly past you, especially on, you know, the regular streets. They go flying past you. Where they're going, they're racing to get to the next light. Because a lot of times, by the time they go flying past you, they're just going to a red light and they can't move. So that's us. That is us. On a day-to-day basis, we are flying through life just to go to a red light. And once you get to the red light, you can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. You just have to sit there. And that's what we need to do. We need to have regular red lights in our lives on a constant basis so that we can shut ourselves down from the constant motion and all the little things going on in our world, to recalibrate, to rejuvenate, to fix ourselves back to a peaceful state, a mindful state, because it's so much. It's so much. I didn't realize how much so much was until this time. The so much consists of constantly on the computer, watching the TV, constantly on the phone, constantly doing something, going somewhere, fixing something. Everything now is electronic driven. So you have to constantly educate yourself on the new gadget, on a new technology, on a new thing. And if you're not careful, it'll make you bananas. And bananas is not a place you want to go or be. And, you know, I'm saying all of this because I am, I guess you could say a post body will steal you. Today's show is not about me being still and listen or what sabbatical is or any of those things. It's about a Liberian songstress. Her name is Fati. She was on the show before. I really enjoyed her presence on the show. She was amazing. It's just that there was some issues in regards to the connection because she was calling from Ghana. But now she's in the States, and she is taking America by storm. People love her, and I know why they do. Now, like I said, when you're doing live radio, you have to understand that stuff happens. And that's why I'm here to tell you. If she's not able to join us today, it is because she has back-to-back, I've seen her schedule, interviews. And I've already had her on the show, so I can tell you that she's an amazing person. She's down to earth, and she's extremely talented. Not only does her talent lie in her ability to sing, she's also a dancer, and she also designs her own costumes. And that's something that if you see some of her costumes, you would be quite impressed with her ability. And, you know, you can see just based on her presence, her demeanor, how she carries herself, how she speaks, and her performance on stage that she's destined to be a really big star. So we're going to see that happen, and I know we're going to see that happen. And it's nice to witness those kinds of things, and I know she's going to do well. I have no doubt in my mind. Now, moving past that, because, I mean, I could tell you stories, but it's not a lot of stories that I want to share at this time. I've been, like I said in my last show, I've been doing a lot of training, and I've been learning in my training about, you know, myself. And this is just going to be, I'll put out there for you. You know, education is something that once you've retained it, nobody can take it away from you. However, what you're learning is important. You don't have to be in, you know, at a brick and mortar situation. You could be learning by your communication with another person. You can be learning by just stepping outside and being in your environment. That is an education in itself. And you have to really embrace everything that you're learning because you're learning it for a reason. It is going to come in handy sooner or later. And when it does, wouldn't it be great to be prepared as opposed to not being prepared? Now, I have found that my learning habits, my ability to retain information and learning habits are a little funny. I'm really funny. I like to multitask, but I don't need to multitask because I am not as effective as I should be or could be when I multitask. However, I need a distraction to keep me focused, and that's the thing. When I was growing up as a kid, my grandmother, I don't know what she was training me for, but all those lessons that she taught, they came in handy, and they come in handy today. When I was a kid, I had to study with my grandmother. I learned to read the Bible. That was the first book that I learned to read. And because she was my teacher. And that was her thing, and I'm glad for it. Trust me. Now, what I did do was when I was with her, I had to come and we had to do the vocabulary thing because I had to learn vocabulary words every day. She had special words she needed me to know how to pronounce and spell and know the definitions for. That's aside from my regular schoolwork. She would turn the TV on purposely or turn the radio on purposely and tell me if I look up from that book, I'm going to get a spanking, a whooping, was what you said. And I'm like, why are you going to do that? Don't turn it on. Just don't turn the TV on because I'm going to look. Basically, what she was trying to show me that the world is filled with distractions and you have to learn to remain focused no matter what's going on around you to complete your task. I couldn't see that then, but I see it now. And I see it in my learning, my studying habits, my learning habits. I need some kind of background noise and things going on around me, and I'm able to focus. But if it's completely quiet, it drives me bananas. I mean, I can't read without some kind of background noise, in, you know, going on around me. And that particular habit that she enforced made me really good at being able to be in environments where there was complete chaos going on and you needed to be resolved and you needed to be focused to be able to get the job done. And that was what she was teaching me and training me and preparing me for, and I didn't realize it until I got older. So sometimes you may think that your parents and grandparents are doing some stupid stuff for absolutely no reason whatsoever. They're not. They're preparing you for things in life that you're going to encounter. But they don't want to tell you, you know, because they don't know how you're going to come across the situation or when you're going to come across the situation. But it's better to be prepared and then not prepared. So that's what education is all about. It's not about having 99 million degrees and, you know, all the things that come with it, with, you know, with having those types of education. It's about being prepared for situations when they come and knowing what to do. That's what I believe education is in a nutshell. So moving on from there, now I'm tying all this in because, you know, you never know where you're going with me, but once you get there, you're going to be like, ah, now I see what she was talking about. Now I'm tying it in with sabbatical and education. And the last thing that I want to, you know, kind of talk about or touch base on is your ability to live your dreams. That's something that's really important, and we really don't spend enough time on that. I find that people tell people when they reach a certain age to give up on their dreams, and, you know, it's done. If you ain't done it by now, it ain't going to happen. The future's for the kids. You know, and a lot of people, once they reach a certain age, they stop dreaming, they stop having those imaginings, as I call them, and they don't want to try anymore, and that's just not cool. I really believe and I really hope that people never stop dreaming, never stop having hope. We can't let that little child inside of us ever die because that child is hope. That child is fascination. That child in us is wonder. That child in us is the thing that makes us want to be curious. That's the inner child in us, and we should never, ever let that person, that energy in us go away. And if you look at, you know, a lot of these inspirational sayings, and you listen to a lot of people, they will definitely tell you that this is the truth, that we should always, because it makes a difference. You look at someone who's kind of like giving up and just saying, well, you know, I'm old now, so I might as well just accept the way things are. And you look at somebody who's like, look, it is never too late. I didn't get the chance then, but I'm going to try that now. Two different people, two different mindsets, and two different ways that they go about living. And one will probably more than likely have a more sedentary lifestyle and be not as happy. Now, that doesn't necessarily make it true that they're not happy, but they may not be as happy as the other person who's saying, heck, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to do this thing. You know, it's never too late, because that inner child, that inner curiosity, that inner explorer never went away. They allowed themselves to constantly remember what it was like to be a child. When we forget what it's like to be a child, we forget all of the fun and all of the excitement that came along with that, and we decide that I have to be this way because I'm an adult now. And it's straight up stupid. It really is. So, needless to say, yes, as a mature adult, as an adult, you have to conduct yourself in a particular manner. In certain situations, it is required, it is demanded upon you to behave in a certain way. That goes without saying, because there's a time and place for everything. And as you grow older, you know when and where the time and the place are going to be. But when it comes to enjoying yourself, having fun, and really embracing life and what it is, that's when you got to let that inner child stick its head out and roam around and have fun. Let her out. Let her have fun. As long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not doing anything crazy to hurt yourself, please, by all means, embrace the inner child in you and let that happen. Live your dreams. Don't ever give up on them. Embrace those dreams. Hold them tight to your heart and just believe that they can come true, because they can. It doesn't matter when. So this, for me, is what I've learned in my 3 days on sabbatical. It's only been 3 days, and look, I'm having epiphanies already. So I've learned that you have to embrace the inner child in you. Live your dreams, no matter what time or place or when it happens. Just never forget them and constantly pursue them. Take time out to enjoy the silent moments and just be still and listen, because you may be getting some information about that dream you're supposed to hear. And also stop. Give yourself a break, rest, you know, do those things too. So, you know, just being still means nothing. Being still means a lot, but you also have to give your body a break and take some time to relax yourself and relax your mind. So all of those things help you to have a fulfilled, rewarding, wonderful life. And that's just my interpretation of what I've learned and experienced. Granted, being away from my regular routine has let me see how the other parts of my life have been neglected, and how a lot of my projects that I started are still sitting in some spots unfinished. And now's the time to do that. And I believe once I clear the slate and clean the slate, embrace the fact that I am, you know, taking a break, learn to listen and be silent and fulfill my dreams, hot dang, I'm going to be an amazing person after this. I'll probably be much happier than I already am, and I'm pretty optimistic and happy for the most part. So I guess normally you'll hear me making all of these phone calls and stuff, and it seems as if this particular interview may not happen. But I have some time to sit with you all and talk about some things that I've experienced and what I'm learning. And I pray that all of you continue to learn and grow. Never, ever stop learning and growing, because there's so much that we don't know. There's so much to discover and uncover and out there in the world. And for many of you who have, you know, families, children, grandchildren, and stuff like that, nieces and stuff, they are an inspiration to you too. Look at how they go about their day-to-day endeavors and look at how they do things. Look at what they do when they discover something new, and watch them because they're teaching you. They're your teachers now, because a lot of you have forgotten how to be a kid at heart, and watch them. They will teach you some things that you need to relearn, because we've gotten to a point in this society and this world where we are just hard and unfeeling, and it's just, I call it the steel, just steel, you know, because steel, you touch it, it's cold. And if it's real cold outside, you can freeze yourself. And if it's real hot outside, you can burn yourself. It doesn't adjust to the fact that you're human and you're going to touch it and it's a possibility that you're going to burn yourself. Nope, it doesn't adjust to anything. It's just there. So if you come anywhere near it, you're going to be exposed to it being there. And what it feels going on in the environment, that's what you're going to get. And I think that we've had too much of that stillness, and now we need to find stillness and compassion and warmth and flexibility and compromise, because we are just still at this particular time. And I'm talking about S-T-E-E-L, for those of you who don't, you know, may think that I mispronounced something. So that is how it's rolling out. Now, I'm really glad that I missed being out on air. I have to admit to that too, because I enjoy doing this. I mean, there was a time a couple of years ago, I think it was 2010, that I taught this to a bunch of middle school kids, and I still have the show. I may pull it up one day and do a rebroadcast so you can hear the work that they did. And I have to tell you, although I know what I'm doing in regards to, you know, podcasting, they taught me some amazing stuff, and they were funny, and they were engaging, and when we were doing all the things that we were doing together, you know, it was fun working with them. They had great ideas, and I had some wacky ideas that they would tell me, they ain't going to work, they ain't going to fly. And I like that, and I like the fact that kids are honest for the most part. They tell you the truth, and a hefty dose of the truth is good, but it all depends on how you say it, and that was fun for me. Now, that, you know, and I missed, when I was away from doing the radio, I missed doing it so much. I missed communicating with people, and, you know, but life happens, and you have to sometimes be still. You have to stop and be still and address what's going on, because if you don't address it, it's going to fester, and it's going to just be so bad sometimes that you can't even fix anything. But thank God, you know, it was just a matter of me just learning how to sit and be still. But I'm back with you now, and I'm here. And I'm here even if nobody else is here to join me. I'm still here. And we're going to have more shows. And I know that you know that I just recently did an etiquette series on table etiquette. And I've just been, I'm going to be a featured writer in Modelocity magazine, so I'm going to be writing articles for them, and I believe I might be writing some more articles for another magazine as well. So people, they like me, they really do. So, you know, I'm going to be out and about and around, and I'm going to go out to different things and just find out more and bring it back to you and drag some people online, you know, on the radio, so that you can hear about what they got going on and have more discussions. And this is Women's History Month also. But I can't get wrapped up into all of that, because there are certain things that you can't get away from, because it's with you every day. Every day I'm a woman, so okay. And just like with Black History Month, I can't get away from it. I happen to be black, so every day I live it. So I'm grateful that they do highlight certain things, but it's an everyday thing for me, and I love being a woman, yes, and I like the fact, I love being a Black woman, and, you know, and I embrace that every day, and that's that. So if you don't see me do, like, any special shows based on what's going on for certain things, it's because it is who I am, and you see me, you've experienced me, you see what I can do, and you hear me, so you know, that I'm here and that I am what I am. And that's it. So I'm going to say I had an amazing time sitting and chatting with all of you. I have to thank my loyal listeners for their continued support, because had it not been for you, I wouldn't be here. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. So I hope that the messages that I sent to you were clear about taking care of yourself, because as you all know, whenever I end my show, I always tell you to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, you will be good to nobody. And always to remember to be well, and that's important, because health and wellness, you don't have that, it's a rough road ahead. There's a lot of challenges before you. And many of you are in the position to make sure that your health remains good. So do just that. Just do that. And you'll be doing yourself a world of service, good service too. Well, with that note, I'm going to tell each and every one of you, thank you again. Be well. Take care of yourself. And above all else, have a good night. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content,